Yes, the municipal library assessment is the best way to ensure that assessments are fair and accurate, and whereas the town wishes to solicit requests or proposal for the data collection, which would facilitate reassessment of all parcels in the town. So, therefore, be it resolved that the town will exercise due diligence in its efforts to have the necessary data collection completed by 2026, and it is further resolved that to have this accomplished, the town will solicit an RFP, request for proposal, to select a vendor for this project. Motion?
Motion.
Motion by Jared, second. Second by JR, all in favor?
Aye.
Motion is carried. We put out a request for engineering firms for the Bridge New York grant. Last year, they were due to us by January 5th, I believe, right, Liz? And today we received a bunch of them. After looking through them, we currently use Foyt and Albert. Is that how you pronounce that?
Correct.
Foyt for Game Farm. I think sticking with them would probably be the town's best bet. And this is for to apply for a Bridge New York grant for Pennsylvania Ave and EMBA, the culverts. So I need a motion to contract with Foyt and Albert for Bridge New York. Motion by Brian, second by Jared. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Okay. Do you have the employee assistant program?
The beams?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's here.
So need a motion authorizing the supervisor to sign a contract for the employee assistance program for $750 flat rate.
Motion.
Motion by Jared, second by Brian. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. We received a quote from WebJogger for a computer and a monitor for George. The monitor was $159.49. The computer, we received two quotes for the computer. I think he only needs the i5.
Yeah, I don't think we need the i7.
No. And that's $1,179.76. Liz, you have all those, right?
Correct.
Okay. That's a total of $1,339.05. This is within our technology budget line.
Motion to approve the purchase.
Motion by Jared, second by JR. All in favor?
Aye.
Jared, highway camera and fire alarm system?
I almost want to figure out how we're going to pay for this. As far as the fire alarm system, I think that's more of a priority than the cameras. It just seems high.
It is high, but he's going right for the strike. It's a system that's in there.
It's antiquated. So, I mean, do you remember who maintains our one senior station?
It's, is it SNF? No. Who's the one at the senior center? It's not Doyle.
Well, we have two. We have the...
Not the fire side, not the alarm system side.
The fire side is out of Boston.
It is.
Yes.
All I know is the experience we've had was not very good. So I don't want to, whatever company have that, I don't want to go with I think if we go with it, I like the quote from Casco Security. I don't know if we got a fresh quote from, what was the one Supervisor Finch had gotten prior to the end of the year?
Well, Jack said that you had that quote.
I had it from that meeting. I wasn't able to find it today.
I resent it. Casco Security sent it.
That's the one that Jack got. That's the newest one. I believe Supervisor Finch had one from Doyle. Going back in my emails.
Okay. to $5,589. And that installation and service monitoring, $35 a month for monitoring. And this was sent out October 3rd.
Could you just request they update it?
Sure.
Because it's over 30 days.
Sure.
And then I think we'll make a decision by our first Tuesday meeting.
Yeah, we can pull to see Kirsten and see if we have it.
Yeah. I may reach out to ADT or something to see if we can get a third quote. Because I'd like to have three.
Yeah.
But, and then we're just going to figure out our budget for it.
Okay. All right. Everybody good with that? Mm-hmm. All right. Highway truck. Received three quotes. Lacey's. First quote was $76,145. Option two was $82,649. Romeo. Option one was $95,744.50. Option two was $86,744.50. Sawyer Motors, option one, $86,294. Option two, $83,130. I believe Sean would like to go with Lacey's, option two, which is stainless steel body. Option one, so option one on all those was steel, option two is stainless steel. That's the difference. So this falls within the budget amount that we set in his budget for this year when we did the budget in October. So, motion by Jared to award the bids of Lacey, second by Brian.
Abstain.
One abstention. All in favor? Aye. Motion carried. With Highway, Sean would like to hire Donald McGinnis as an MEO with a start date of January 29th. Following the contract, his pay will be less 10% during the probation period. He passed a background check.
Good news is he's got a Class A.
And he's got a Class A, yep. And he's
the same.
He was within the town of Catskill. Yep. Motion. Motion by Garrett, second by Jarrett. All there?
Aye.
Okay. Dog control.
Yes, we conducted several interviews starting last Thursday. Executive first, or do we want? Because it's employee background, I don't know. Or
just go through the candidates that you interviewed.
Okay, we interviewed several candidates starting last Thursday. One which included our existing animal control officer. We laid out the job description of all the candidates, and JR came to it, and myself came to a conclusion that we would like to offer a position to someone. Christina Sarcione, after extensive interviews with all the parties, and we believe that moving forward she'd make an asset to the town, she'll enhance the availability of the service. And she has a strong background with the Humane Society and a stepfather that was a formal animal control student. She has a vast amount of knowledge between Ron Perez and her stepfather, who was a former animal control officer, to be able to do the duties of the job.
Okay. Jerry, do you have
anything? She interviewed great, and she's also looking to go back to school to be an animal control investigator.
She lived in town.
She's originally from Kasaki, and she's currently living across the river, but they're looking to buy a house here and be placed here, I believe she said, by April.
Yeah, her husband currently has a business in Kara.
In Kara, working on tractor trailers, and she works with all different types of animals. She's available at any given time with her job, working with her at ASPCA, and she's got a lot of background. She's been there for quite a while.
So a motion.
Motion.
Motion by Jared, second by Jared. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried.
Could you, or do you want me to send this
Yep, no problem.
Last thing I have is it's with regret that we have to accept a letter of resignation from Patricia Case Q, who was our planning board, zoning board secretary for over 15 years.
Huge asset.
Yeah, huge asset. We're losing all the historical knowledge that she has. I think everybody in this building and anybody that's come in contact with her throughout the years has respected her and sees the workload that she has and appreciates everything that she's done for us. So with that, I'll accept the motion to accept her letter of resignation effective February 29th.
Motion.
Motion by Jared. Second by JR. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried.
So on that note, do we post a opening?
We're going to have to. Yes.
Does the county have a place?
We can move them.
Look at the, we ever post about the historian for that job?
No. So we need to post for planning and zoning board secretary.
Okay. Part-time as is, or?
Part-time as is,
yeah.
Okay. Now with our staff stuff, we're just, we have to, with the new labor law, you have to post a salary. So we'll start at step one.
We'll start at step one.
Yeah. So the posted salary would be under step one is for that.
Okay.
I received a communication from HOCA.
You did?
Thank you, Ms. Flores. Well, they always need communication from Music in the Park, and they'll be sending us a voucher shortly in hopes that we can support their music program this summer.
On that note, a merchant and panel has reached out to see if we want to do something up there also.
Yep. I think we do our normal contribution to HOCA and the village with fireworks, and then we need to concentrate on the outside. So if somebody's got something going on in Calendar that benefits the whole town, I'm all for it. Okay. Then I received received municipal shelter inspection report from Ags and Markets. That is all I have.
Anybody else?
Okay. Need a motion to go into executive session to include the town attorney. We will be coming out of executive session to make a decision.
It's possible you could vote after.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's for regarding pending litigation.
Pending litigation.
Motion.
Motion by Jared.
Second.
Second by Ryan. All in favor?
Aye.